Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Because when you think about it, you know, when you think about somebody who's fatherless, you know, everybody always, the first thing that comes to mind, they think about a child or an orphan, mm-hmm. something of that nature. You know, somebody that's 4 years old, 5 years old, maybe eight. Sometimes it begins to wane. It's like all of a sudden a fatherless seven-year-old, when he's 16 years old, he's no longer fatherless anymore.
Right.
Untrue. And then when he's 20 or 25, I mean, he's perfect because you don't see, and the truth is you just have a fatherless man or a fatherless woman. Mm-hmm. They've never been fathered.
Right.
And, you know, that the key of us beginning to be fathers and mothers is we're going to have to get that paradigm. We're going to have to get healed in those areas of our life. And we get that healed in the areas of our life by getting in right relationship with those that God has around us to be able to walk us through a couple of seasons of our life to go, hey, you know, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, a fatherless son or mother becomes father. They get the father's heart and the perspective. And then they go out and their fathers and mothers and Lord, and they do the very same thing and they father the fatherless. And that's what the Lord is doing. As a matter mm-hmm. of fact, the generation that's going to bring in the Lord is going to be the spirit of Elijah, you know, and it's going to be those who are moving in the father's heart. And they're going to, you know, think about being a father and a mother for those that are fathers and mothers, you know, that it's a selfless thing. I mean, you're just wanting your children to make it mm-hmm. but they both have to respond. The child has to respond and the parent has to respond. And so as long as we're still thinking about parenting in the church, for example, you know, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, who is my mother, who is my brother, Jesus said, those who do the will of my father. As long as we're thinking about speaking into somebody's life because of what we're going to get out of it, it's still dysfunctional. It's still fatherless. It's about giving to someone in hopes that they can do what you're doing. It's empowerment. It's not positions of power, but empowerment. They're supposed to carry it on. Mm-hmm. You know, you're supposed to be able to leave and it continue on because you raised healthy sons and daughters. So in that, you know, part of that, the was birthed out of the International House of Prayer is it's called a Heart's Cry and Exodus Cry. And it's a ministry just praying for those who are in being trafficked. How do you say it? Traffic?
Yeah, I think you said it right.
You didn't want to say it. Stick a dig.
Yeah, that got me saying it.
Human trafficking and the sex trade. You know, when you think about, if you know, I don't know if you know this, if you're a young listener, you know, you don't know about, you know, some of the things that have happened in the past, but one was a particular man named Bundy. And Bundy actually got arrested in Pensacola, Florida. He was riding, I think, a Volkswagen or something like that. And one of the police officers, which I know who arrested him, had a tail light out, and they stopped him, and he didn't give his right name, and so they arrested him. You arrest people at that point for being a John Doe, and you keep them in jail until you find out, you know, who they are. And of course, they eventually found out that he was, you know, Bundy. Mm-hmm. And what's his? It's Bundy was his name.
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy. I believe it's Ted. I don't want to guess. Ted. I guess Ted Bundy. And then, Dr. Dobson with Focus on the Family took time to interview him, mm-hmm. and a lot of people criticized him for it. But, you know, obviously seeking understanding, you know, how did you get here? Mm-hmm. You know, if you know me, I'm always like, okay, I understand what we're talking about. Let's go back and let's talk about how we got here. Yeah. No, I don't want to talk about how we got here. We're going to always be here if we don't find out how we got here, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he goes and interviews Bundy in jail because he's already been convicted. And if you don't know, Bundy went to college campuses around America, and he was stalking women, and he was raping women, and he was killing women, and it was just horrific what he was doing. And so when Dr. Dobson's interviewing him, Dr. Dobson found out, as Ted Bundy shared with him, that it all started when he was looking at the Sears catalog. Now, if you know what that is, everybody's listening, you know, is that online?
Well,
there was this book. It was a big, fat book, and I know that Donna can relate to it because they used to sit around as kids and they would just circle what they wanted for Christmas.
Exactly what I did.
Oh, my goodness.
That was my Christmas list every year.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Mom, we need to talk. I never got a Sears catalog. Anyway, so Well, I got one, but I didn't know you could circle it. They treated me really well. Thank you. And but they realized it didn't just end up. He didn't end up on the street stalking women and doing these terrible things and killing them. Mm-hmm. It started when he began to see images that he shouldn't have been looking at in the wrong way. And this is a catalog. This mm-hmm. is just this is the Sears catalog. We have gone so much further. I mean, just walking down the street. I mean, the billboards. Oh, you know, you take your family to places, and you're just like, you gotta book it out of the place, and different things are going on. You know, trying to keep those images, you know, pure in your heart, and those type of things. And you know, one of the things that David Wilkerson says in the book that I was telling you about. As a matter of fact, I can read it right here. I have the book. He says that we've been desensitized. And he says that's the dangerous thing now, that we've been desensitized, because let me find it here so I can get it. It's on page 60, I think. He says America is worse than Gibeah, which was Israel's part of the Benjamin tribe, that they were doing the same thing that Sodom and Gomorrah was doing. Because I always say, that's Sodom and Gomorrah. So that was just totally terrible. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's not God's people. Well, this is the Benjamites. And the same thing was happening. Long story short, you can find it by getting the book. But then he says this, because the town ended up in a smoldering ashes there. And the church is going like, well, God, you know, we just read Proverbs. Hello, you know. So... He's like, is that God laughing right now at my destruction? And he says, America is worse than Gibeah. He says, our whole society is sick. Nothing shocks us. Nothing shocks us. We have become desensitized to evil. And it's hard to keep a sensitivity to evil because there's so much evil.
Much of it.
But you remember, he says, it'll be the same as days of Noah. Mm-hmm. And the days of Noah, he says, on their minds and in their deeds, everything was evil 24/7. So we're progressively getting to that point. And we as believers have to be like Noah and say, you know, I'm not going to keep this stuff on my mind. We have to take extra efforts to make sure this is not on our mind. Anyway, mm-hmm. So Ted went from Sears catalogs to progressing to the point where he actually started acting out in what he was seeing or fantasizing about. You know, we have wonderful teachings on the god Dagon, which is said to be transferred through fantasy, mm-hmm. you know, Asherah and mm-hmm. Baal worship and all these different things. You'd be really surprised, just because we don't call it Baal worship, people say, well, we don't do stuff like that. But when you look at the definition of it, you know, we were actually in front of the stock market there with the bull, you know, Baal idol sitting right in front of the stock market.
Right.
And we don't realize, since we don't use the vocabulary, therefore we don't do it. Anyway, mm-hmm. So then we started with the imagery. Sears catalog, and ended up doing that. Well, look at the imagery today. Look what the enemy is just inundating children with, men with. I believe the statistic is, and you can find out at besecure.com. That's BSECURE.com. And they have the statistics on there, and we'll pull them up later on in our shows. But understand this, that a large percentage of the men in the church, you know, and it's increasingly now even with women, are caught up and addicted to some sort of internet pornography. Mm-hmm. And they're doing what Bundy did, but way worse than the Sears catalog. And if what Bundy did led to that, what is today, what's being exposed, the enemy's just pushing and pushing in front of you, right. And in front of your family, in front of the church. Unless we stand up for righteousness and you know, the cross of Christ, we're going to talk about that in the extra hour today. You know, we need to be empowered by God to say no, you know, say no. And so with that, what was birthed out of the International House of Prayer is Exodus Cry. And Exodus Cry's focus on is rescuing people who's being trafficked in the sex trade. Mm-hmm. And they came up with the movie, which is a documentary, which is, oh my goodness, it's the real raw deal, but it touches your heart and helps you connect what's going on. and it's called Nefarious. You know, we're familiar with Nefarious because God's, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We got so many things to share with you. I don't know if there's enough time left for us in our lifespan to tell you all the things that have happened at this point, but that's definitely a key word for the Lord. And so it's called Nefarious, Merchant of Souls. You got to be able to get it. It's available now. You can go to nefariousdocumentary.com. Nefarious is spelled N-E-F-A-R-I-O-U-S. Nefarious, a Merchant of Souls. Nefariousdocumentary.com. You can find it out. And also support, you know, we actually are connected to them. We like to be able to help them out and just be there for them and encourage them and be a part of the answer, be a part of the solution. And when we do that, when we actually do that, then that's actually honoring what God wants to do, and it's turning to God. It's being there. So when we actually help others, God helps us. That's nefariousdocumentary.com.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.